Hello there, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Connection Point. I'm James Hilliard, your host here, and today joined by Eric Townsend, Business Client Marketing Manager for Intel's American Marketing Group. Eric really helps organizations, be it the Fortune 50 enterprises down to the small businesses and startups, really innovate with IT infrastructure to produce some really outstanding business results. And today, he is here to give us the latest news around Ultrabooks that are based on third-generation Intel Core vPro processors. Eric, really good to have you back on board again.
Glad to be here.
All right, so talking again, Ultrabooks, and I see a bit of a perfect storm out there. You've got performance of these Ultrabook machines that people enjoy, love, keeps them working while they're on the road. We've got style because they're just kind of cool and sexy, and we've got IT happy because these are systems they can really secure, manage. Is that the same thing you're hearing back from customers that say, we've really got what we've been looking for finally?
Yeah, I think, and it's also the consumerization of IT, right? It's kind of like IT wanted to give people a system that they could go and use, but it didn't have the sexiness, it didn't have kind of all the cool facts of it, and they really could manage. Now they're actually, people are coming back to them and saying, hey, you know, Bill next to me got one of those business Ultrabooks. When do I get one?
Where's mine?
Exactly.
It's the where's mine. Let's talk a little bit about specifically business Ultrabooks and really what makes them different from some of the other business laptops that people have been toting around or might still even be buying now, might be being put in front of them instead of Bill getting his Ultrabook.
Yeah, so I think when you think of a notebook, a business notebook versus a business Ultrabook, they have some similarities, right? They're going to have a business class operating system, which is one thing, right? So a lot of the new systems are coming out, Windows 8, and they've got Windows 7 on them also. When you think about as far as the construction of them, they're still pretty rugged, if you want to say that. They're durable. But I think what happens is that when you start looking at a business Ultrabook versus a business notebook, the size difference is massive, right? So, you know, you're going to see Ultrabooks, business Ultrabooks that are in the size of maybe 3 pounds. Where a normal notebook can range in between 5 and 7 pounds, but it's heavier. I think also some great Intel technology to come with business Ultrabooks. So a lot of our smart response technologies, and what that kind of means is that when I go and turn the system on, so basically, you know, I flip that lid open, on a normal business notebook, you'd have to wait a couple, you know, 10 seconds, 30, 40, 50 seconds, or even up to a minute for it to start. Now, with the business Ultrabook, we have a thing called smart response technology where you open that lid up, and within 5 seconds, that's back and running. So you've got that response part of it. And I think when we've done manageability in the past, we've done a lot of things with vPro. We're always adding things new on the system itself. So now with some of the business Ultrabooks, when you're managing it remotely via management console, you can handle systems that have multiple screens. Because one thing I've had feedback on, James, that people say, okay, well, my Ultrabook, can I still have it like my business notebook where it had to go into a dock? And you can't. You can still dock it. So that means that you're on the road, really thin and light. But if you're at, you know, your desk, you can dock it and you can have it go into multiple monitors.
That's good stuff there. And, you know, Eric, I've got an older machine. I'm closer to that 6 pound range. I'm also closer a minute, I'd wish. You know, I'm a lot longer on that on startup, especially just from a cold start, right? If it's been closed down overnight. I go into meetings now and I see some of these devices out there and I see the lighter, thinner, sexier, and my thing's looking like, you know, ancient. And it's one of those things that I think does go to that image that you do want to, in business, show that you're kind of up to date on the latest things. And if you're bringing in some older technology, that can have an impact on image side of things. The other impact that has been out there, you kind of touched on this a little bit, and I want to dive deeper here. Regardless of what technology we talk about here on Connection Point, when talking to and with IT folks, security comes up. And we mentioned there is security, there's manageability that IT has over these Ultrabooks. Let's talk about the advantages that these third generation Intel Core vPro processors that are in these Ultrabooks really bring to the table for the IT folks.
Sure. So I think from a security perspective, there's kind of two big elements I'd focus on. One, there's hardware-based security. So a lot of people say, I'm going to get like sent up a notebook and I'm going to throw an antivirus on there and security, I'm good. Like check mark that. I think when we think of hardware-based security, that's not only saying, okay, you know, I'm going to have something in the processor itself where I can have hardware, you know, encryption on there, but now it's being in the board, it's actually being in the BIOS part. Across the entire system, there's hardware on there. And then you're actually seeing from a hardware perspective, hardware security is that a lot of integration, right? So those fingerprint readers, So it's no longer that your security is okay when the system is actually logged into, but even before it's logged into, you have a lot of other hardware pieces, like I said, like the fingerprint security reader, where you're actually locking down security that way. And then I think the other part on security is that, well, a lot of times with security, we're reactive, meaning if there's a virus that hits the machine, we're going to react to it. We're going to try and fix it. Nowadays, with this kind of business class manageability, there's proactive security, meaning if there is something that's going on in the system, it is being attacked. It proactively can send a message to a console that can alert an IT manager or someone that's running IT, saying, hey, there's something going on. There's more data coming to the system. There's just the network traffic's gone up. And they can proactively grab that system. It's got vPro technology. They can look at it. They can take it off the network, and they can start doing analysis on it. They can do updates, new software updates to it, make updates and put it back online. That's a feature called System Defense, vPro technology, along with the standard, hey, even if you've got the antivirus software, that updates almost every day or at least once a week. How do you do that, right? If it's a person's got the system turned off, or let's say they do call and they have a blue screen, how do you make those updates? As long as it's vPro, you can get to it if it's blue screened or even turned off.
What other, Eric, let's go back to the idea of feedback from folks in the field there. What are some of the other features that you may have heard from IT pros that ultimately said, you know what, we were weighing it. These features really kind of helped us decide that Ultrabooks would be right for our organization today.
So I'd say a couple things. Let's say first, the look, the feel, the size, everyone loves it. You can't go into a meeting and when you see one, not just stare at it. That's one thing. And I think the second thing that all of us love, and James, you probably walk through an airport and you kind of have that time where you're like, gosh, my battery's low.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that plug, right? You're kind of doing that stare, like the stalker stare of, okay, where's that?
Or the race to the pole so I get there first, because that's all you see is people with wires and everything now connected to every single outlet.
Right. So great thing is, right, with business Ultrabooks, and I talked about the smart response thing earlier, but now what ends up happening is that since it doesn't take as long for it to boot up, right? Or when it turns off, it can go into Hibernate very quickly. Your battery utilization is much, much better. So we're talking, I mean, on the low range, 5 hours. On the high range, like 12 hours. Now, that's runtime. That means it's actually up and running. Now, standby time, like you actually, you know, you put it in the Hibernate mode, and let's say you, in the past, you put Hibernate mode, maybe it would last for 3 or 4 days, and then, you know, run out of power just because it trickles so often. Now we're talking weeks, and in some cases, over a month of standby time. So I think the look, I think the battery is a key thing. And there's one piece that is starting to poke its head up more and more, and I think whatever a new operating system comes out, like Windows 8, it's a big shift. And most people are like, gosh, man, that's kind of interesting. How are we going to deal with this? Will the hardware actually keep up with the software? And what I'm telling people is that when you think of Windows 8, there's this whole new thing around touch. And we're going to start seeing a seismic shift here probably in 2013 where people are going to start moving to touch. And what ends up happening is that you have to have hardware that can do touch. So when I'm having people talk about old business Ultrabooks, there's kind of the first version of business Ultrabooks that had kind of thin and light. And now we're seeing the convertible versions where they're not only thin and light, but they know that touch capability. So I think not only are you able to go through, it's got that great look, it's only have that battery life, but that innovative form factor where you integrate touch is something else that's moving people to this new form factor.
All right, some cool insights there. Hey, Eric, before I let you go, let's put a kind of a face to some of the benefits that we've been talking about here. HP recently out with some with a new device that I think is really focused towards, again, that business user in this Ultrabook class.
Yeah, I think so HP's got their EliteBook Folio at 9470M. Now, this is a great example of business Ultrabook. It's got the Intel vPro technology I've talked about, right? It's got the thinness, the lightness, the coolness factor. It's got that, right? It's, I think, 3/4 inch thick. It is just super light. If you've used an EliteBook before from HP, it's a little bit thicker. But it comes, when you think of a business Ultrabook, you know, it's thin. You're like, gosh, it's going to be reliable. Still, all that great testing that HP does, all the great structure around their system. The cool thing about it is that it also, you know, it's a full-size system. So in the past, when people have heard about Ultrabooks, maybe looked at some of the consumer, prosumer ones, right, that don't really have the vPro manageability and they're a little bit smaller. This is now talking about a full business class Ultrabook in that notebook form factor. They've got all the different sizes. And the key thing is, when we say full size, they've got the full size keyboard, and that keyboard is spill resistant, right? And I think most people, if you do travel, sometimes you're in an area where it's dark, maybe you're on the plane. It does have a backlit keyboard, it's really good. It does have docking capability. And I think a lot of people, when you are being more mobile, that I think this generation of, okay, I got to have multiple devices and I got to be able to access data anywhere I can get to a system, I can get to my information, I can get to my customers. With the HP LeapBook Folio, that 9470M, it also has integration into mobile broadband with 3G and 4G LTE. So connection, you're covered. Form factor, you're covered. Manageability, you're covered.
Hey, good stuff there. Let me do this. I'm going to give some contact information in a second here, Eric, so people can get, one, more information just in general, and also if they want specifically more about the HP EliteBook Folio 9470M, we'll provide that as well. But before I do that, I get to do the old thank you for being on board with us today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
And folks, if you are interested in learning more about ultra-secure, ultra-sleek, ultra-books inspired by Intel, including that HP EliteBook Folio 9470M that we talked about, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They offer a full range of products as well as services to really help you select and deploy the right systems for your organization. You can contact your account manager today to learn how to get started. You can also point your browser to pcconnection.com. Or you can call 1-800-800-0014. If you'd like to send us a quick email, please do so. It is connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.